Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, Carol Velardo, and she has a lot to say on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Carol Velardo. She is the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. You struggled through session with pneumonia, but you made it through, and you're doing much better. So we're thrilled to have you back.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
All right, let's dive right into it, because right before we started taping, you said that this session was different and yet similar to previous sessions. How?
Well, since I've covered a number of sessions, it struck me that it was very similar to the 91 session. Governor Miller proposed a major tax increase. We had a Democratic governor, a Democratic assembly, a Democratic Senate, and we had really no coordination between those three branches or, you know, segments in the legislature. The Democrats were in control of reapportionment. That broke down, so we wound up in session much longer. The governor couldn't get his original plan through for taxes, had to be cut by $100 million. This governor did not have to do that. But looking at the dynamics of both sessions, struck me that there were more similarities than there were differences between those two sessions.
Was Scott Craigie chief of staff then?
Scott was chief of staff then, and Judy Matucci was the budget director.
So two powerful allies there for the governor.
Yes.
All right. $1.3 billion increase over the next biennium. Do you think that we're going to end up overshooting like Governor Gwynn did, where we're going to end up with more revenue than we actually need to fund?
I think it's definitely possible. My understanding right now, without having tax increases in place, is that the modified business tax has already come in much higher for the last quarter than was projected. And if that trend continues, because that tax rate is being increased, we could come in considerably higher. don't know what the commerce tax is going to do. When you have a new tax, you know, God bless the economists who have to go out on a limb and project what the numbers might be from that revenue source. That's really an unknown, but I don't think we're going to, on overall revenue, miss the mark. And then the other thing that wasn't included in this but was changed and has the potential for coming in greater is the live entertainment tax.
And that, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that because already you have Burning Man and now Electric Daisy Carnival saying, well, we're not sure if we're going to be able to stay here with this new tax. It's called the luxury tax, correct?
I don't know that I would. Yeah. You know, call it whatever you will. In a number of other states, this exact tax is part of their sales tax. So you do pay an amount of tax on admission.
Okay.
So we're just calling it differently because we have that referendum on the 2% sales tax. So it's difficult to add anything to that tax because you've got to go to a vote of the people.
Okay, so, but bottom line, do you think either of these events are going to leave Nevada?
I would be surprised if they did. I mean, from what I know about Burning Man, I have not been up there. They need that type of venue that they have outdoors. I don't know how many other places you can get that where you are going to have good air access rooms that are available for people that want it, you know, within a couple of to 3 hours. So I would rather question that. I don't know the ticket prices at Burning Man.
It's in hundreds of dollars. You know, I think the cheapest is around $350.
Okay, so that's
so
similar
about
to electric.
Bucks, right?
Your Electric Daisy Carnival. And Electric Daisy Carnival, when I went online during session to look at the ticket prices, for the 3-day price was over $350. Plus, you could buy a package that entitled you to some perks, if you will, I guess, different parking, access
yeah,
to a couple
access.
Of places. And that was something like another $45. When you're spending that much money, do you really think that that tax is going to make a difference when you consider that you've got people that come in who buy all these costumes? The people that come into this, in my opinion, again, it's something I haven't been to, are prepared to spend money. So I don't see how $35 is going to make a very big difference.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And there was over 400,000 people over the 3 nights of Electric Daisy Carnival.
Exactly.
So I think that we're going to be fine. Okay, let's take a break. We'll take care of Velardo when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo. She's president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Okay, let's talk about the commerce tax. It's supposed to be simple, but is it?
Oh, Lord, no. I can tell you from the phone calls I've had, there are things that nobody ever considered. Dealing with trust accounts, distribution on trust accounts, whether or not you can elect to file a consolidated return. You know, a number of the large corporations, including those that are Nevada-based, have more than one corporation. A number of them have corporations that cover their payroll expenditures. If they can't elect to file a consolidated return, the offset they're supposed to get on the modified business tax with 50% of commerce tax paid, they can't take. There are just so many things that are coming up. You have people that are concerned because the corporations, well, previously in legislation, we've talked about subchapter S and nonprofit corporations. That does not appear in this. It's straight corporations. Now, you know, you assume that a subchapter S is going to be considered part of a corporation. But people are very concerned. You've got interest and penalties. And people need time to be able to set up their computer programs because one of the biggest problems for anybody that has the multiple corporations is the fact that the state wanted money to come in that they could put on the books for fiscal year 17. And so what they did, instead of making it a calendar year like you would file your federal income tax, they made the taxable year the state's fiscal year, which means that a number of businesses for purposes of audits are going to have to be able to split their books. And that was supposed to be very easy. I had conversations. Well, what's the big deal about it? Well, the big deal about it is that if you're going to audit me based on Nevada's taxable year versus the IRS taxable year, I have to be able to show you what came in a different period than I would normally do for an IRS audit.
Okay, so bottom line, you're telling me that this is a great thing for accountants and tax preparers.
Oh, it's a full employment bill for accountants.
Now, the gaming companies own multiple corporations, so they're doing this to themselves.
Well, in effect, they are doing it. I don't know how many of them have separate payroll companies where they can't take.
I'm just thinking that they are multiple corporations because, you know, when they donate to political campaigns, if they own 10 properties, they're able to donate as 10 different properties. So I'm presuming that tax-wise, they would have a liability there, too.
And I don't know. I've never checked those SEC filings to see if there's a parent corporation that encompasses the individual corporations. I've always assumed that Station Casinos has an umbrella for station and then has their individual. How they do that, I have no idea. But I would doubt very much that they're not going to be able to deduct 50% of their commerce tax from their modified business tax.
Okay, so now going back to what you said about the subchapter S corporations, so they would be liable for the $500?
Oh, Lord.
Would nonprofits?
Well, no, nonprofits are exempt, okay? So that's definitely very clear in the bill. The problem is that you have nonprofits that feel there's an inconsistency because they're referenced in one part, not in another part. It's just like you have affiliated companies referenced in one section, but no place else. So it's a case, I think, where there wasn't enough time to vet the alternate proposal. Because that proposal came out. I know I went to go to my board.
That was the double A plan?
Yeah, I went to go to my board. But you're first looking at an amendment on one bill on the, 21st or 20th. And we have Memorial Day weekend coming up with people on vacations. I had so many board members on vacations, I couldn't get a response. And then we wound up with the amendment not going on the bill we thought it was. It went on another bill totally. It went on the sunset right. bill. So, and by the time that happened, that was on the 31st of May, and we were adjourning on June 1st. So you didn't have tax departments that could look at this. I'm not aware that it was vetted through any tax departments. Would they like it? Probably not. But could they point out where there were mechanical problems with it? Sure, they could have. And the thing that the $4 million exemption limits the number of people who will be subject to this tax doesn't hold water because as a small person, you are still going to have to file a return.
Oh.
Okay. Everybody must file, whether you have a tax liability or not. And that's so the department knows who, in fact, filed. If you don't have, if you have only people that have a tax liability filing, you have no idea for everybody else whether or not they're gaming the system or they legitimately don't have a return. So you have to file.
Okay, so we're looking at a large increase in people working for the state government who are going to be having to go through all of this.
We have an increase that was budgeted this year. We'll have, I think, a much more sizable increase next legislative session because by then they'll want auditors and revenue agents. It's not going to be just people in IT.
And I'm guessing it's not going to be a simple form.
I've already written the department and requested that they do two forms and that they do them in a public meeting so that we have the opportunity to look at them before they're actually in use and make suggestions on how to make them as simple as possible. Whether that'll happen or not, I don't know.
More with Carol Velardo when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Furniture for a dollar during our Stars and Stripes event. Buy one item, get one for only $1. Buy a dresser, get the queen bed for $4. Plus, no down, no interest for 6 months. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
A lot of people say that personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, guess what? It is about the money. It's about the compensation needed by the clients to get their lives back together.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333. Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo, who is costing me a lot of money as she sits here this morning. So let me ask you, bottom line, at the end of all of this, is the commerce tax good tax policy in your opinion?
No. No. It's good tax policy if you're a government or a recipient of the revenue. From a business perspective, gross taxes are not good policy. And the difference is government wants a stable revenue source. Business would like to be able to predict their tax liabilities. With a gross tax, it does not matter if the business is profitable, unprofitable, in bankruptcy, has a problem with cash flow when the payments are due. This is a tax that was designed to make sure government is held harmless, not business. And good tax policy dictates that you're going to have an acknowledgement that you need business to remain healthy.
Okay, this is a topic I never thought I would be discussing with you, but let's talk about marijuana, Carol Velardo.
Okay.
Now, you've already admitted you don't go to Burning Man, you haven't been to Electric Daisy Carnival. I'm not even going to ask you about marijuana. But the medical marijuana tax, how much do you think is likely to be brought in by this tax?
I have not a clue. And part of the problem, as I think everybody knows that watches a news broadcast or reads a newspaper, is that this is 2 years, and it was anticipated that a year after, we would have the medical marijuana shops open. And we still don't have the first one open. So there's no indication of what revenue would be. You can look at Colorado, but there you're looking at both medical and recreational. And I don't know that they've distinguished the revenue sources between the two so that you could try to assume what Nevada might get. But the point is, whether you agree with it or not is not the case. The law was passed. The enabling legislation to set up dispensaries, distributors, the retail operation was passed 2 years ago. And it strikes me that we've got more turf battles going between the state and local government. And another case where at the last minute, the day before session ended in 2013, there was a tax put in place. And the tax had no parameters to it. Didn't even say if it was collected monthly or weekly or, you know, annually. And so people said, oh, we'll have additional revenue from that. And we haven't seen the first cent. So it's an interesting dynamic. And in my opinion, the initiative that will wind up on the ballot is poorly written.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so
why?
If it passes, well,
this is for legal marijuana.
Proponents, right. The proponents claim they tracked it with the alcoholic beverage tax law. That's not completely true. I mean, you've got the Department of Taxation responsible for testing. You have a bifurcated system because the provisions in that one relative to taxes are different than the provision that was enacted that they tried straightening up this year. Why wasn't the testing done with the Department of Agriculture?
You would think.
You would think. You're going to have Department of Taxation going out and contracting. I would hate to think I'm going to have an auditor that doubles over and works on testing of the product. You know, I mean, so you look at some of these things and say,
comedy on this program before.
This is absolutely lunacy. And it goes back again. People get in such a rush to get revenue that they don't think of the consequences, the unintended consequences, when they really don't vet what they're doing out, particularly in the mechanics of it. So,
all right, we've got less than a minute here. The tax on taxis and Uber, did that surprise you? And is that going to be quite the
windfall? Well, it's another last-minute tax. That it was, if you go through the original iterations of the bill, there was no tax. Then they put the tax on, and I love this one. The bill that sets up the regulation for Uber was originally a seatbelt bill for taxi cabs. It got amended. They put in the tax, okay? And they put in the tax so that the regulations for the tax and the collection is vested in three different agencies.
Okay, and we're out of time. But they
did finally correct that and make it tax department.
But it's quite the windfall. Let's for those on the radio, Carol just raised her eyebrows. Come back soon. We have so much more to talk about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Type in FallonAutoMall.com for the fastest way to get pre-approved on your new vehicle. Search all their inventory with a click of a button and even choose multiple vehicles to compare. And in no time, you'll have your dream car picked out with pre-approval.
Your car's all ready for you, miss.
You can do it all on FallonAutoMall.com so that you can be on your way to enjoying your new vehicle.
Attention, is your motorized wheelchair broken? If Medicare or private insurance paid for your motorized wheelchair, you may qualify for help repairing it. Trusted Mobility Repair specializes in repairing most makes and models of motorized wheelchairs, and you may even qualify for a temporary replacement chair if necessary. As an accredited business, you can trust us to provide prompt service, and we believe in building long-lasting relationships with our clients, keeping you safe and mobile. Trusted Mobility is a name you can trust in the service industry for our fast, convenient service. We know life can be difficult without having your power wheelchair. At Trusted Mobility, we can improve your mobility, independence, and quality of life. So don't hesitate to call us right now. There are no upfront costs for using this benefit. Copayments and deductibles may apply. Trusted Mobility Repair, your trusted partner in getting you back on the move. We come to you.
Call 800-439-1620. Call now.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Howard Stutz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's the gaming correspondent. We'll see you then.